from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. Talk some Georgia football with him, less than 3 weeks away from the opener against Clemson. Less than 2 weeks away from the beginning of the college football season. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Shout out to Kevin in Dallas.
Where to go, Kev?
Kevin's going to see Jim Jefferies, courtesy of us.
Nice.
On September 14th at the Fox Theater. If you didn't win, you can go to foxtheater.org and buy your own tickets.
Andy, so yesterday on Hassan Reddick, right, when it first came, the word came out, I want to trade.
Yep.
See the Schefter post.
Yep.
Was it 2 minutes before you saw the Jets reply?
They were
like,
on
they
it.
Had that thing already wrote.
They were on top of it.
I mean, he was like, okay, fine. I'm going to tell Schefter I want to be traded. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. We got a letter. We're going to give it to Schefter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was that fast. After it comes out, he demanded a trade, and then here comes Joe Douglas. Like, no.
Yeah, here's what we're not going to do.
Here's what we're not going to do.
We're not going to trade him.
Yes.
We expect him to be at camp with his teammates.
Yes. We.
And he owes us a bunch of money because we're fining him.
And they can't take it back.
Yeah,
because he's not a rookie deal.
So, he needs to come on in.
Yeah, man. That's gangster.
Work started. Come on in.
Yeah, but, I mean, what leverage does he have?
Very little.
Yeah. It's like he has nothing.
Only his services.
Your services.
He can withhold his services.
And that's it. He lost over, say, a million already. And then you're sitting at a point where, is it show up and I'll do it for you? Or is it – because it's hard for me to believe that the Jets didn't give him a proposal when they traded for him.
Right. That's the part of the story.
That's incompetent if they did that.
It's the Jets.
That is true.
You know? That's the part of it that would shock you.
Say, for instance, because he's making 14 this year. Mm-hmm. Say back when defensive ends were top flight edge rushers were making 16. Okay, maybe. Top edge rushers are making 28, 30.
Yeah, right.
Like, no. So that's what I'm saying. What? I don't know. What did they think? What the hell did Jess think? Like, we got this 20. All we can give you is 20.
Here's what it sounds like to me.
But we got a great team, and we think we're going to contend.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Maybe that's what they thought. Maybe that could be. Here's what it sounds like to me. Have you ever, people get in situations like this sometimes where it's just sort of a, that's far enough away where, like, all right, I'll commit to, I don't know how I'm going to make it work.
Right.
I'm not sure how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. We'll get it done. But then, like, as the date gets closer and closer, it's like, damn, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yes.
It's also too late to tell them I can't make it.
Yes.
I already RSVP'd, whatever. That's what the Jets did.
Yes.
They committed to something that they didn't have a plan for, it seems like.
Right.
They were like, it's a long time before the season starts. Either we'll sell, maybe Aaron Rodgers will go over there. They'll get in a dark cave together, and he'll be able to convince him. I don't know. But, like, it didn't seem like they actually had a plan. The plan was, we'll figure it out when we need to. And then they just never figure it out. And here it is now, the Jets in another bad situation, like the Jets are often in.
Yeah.
Like, You know, because it's not good for them either.
No.
I mean, it's not good for either of them, but no. It's not good for the Jets to have traded for this guy and then he doesn't play for the team.
He's saying, I mean, I'm not showing up. Like, hey, he ain't been there all offseason.
They haven't seen
Remember
him.
That 1 week?
They have no idea what he looks like.
They said, oh, he's supposed to show up for training camp and never showed up? Like, this dude's not coming.
Yeah. And again, like, the reason that he wasn't going to play for the Eagles anymore was because he wanted a new contract.
Yes.
So the Eagles traded him
yes.
to a team that you would assume, again, these are all assumptions that we made when it happened. Well, they'll figure it out. They'll move some money around or make a trade or something like that and get him paid before the season starts. Otherwise, he's not going to play. And again, here we are. They didn't figure anything out. The Jets being the Jets and the biggest move they made, and they're one of the biggest moves they made in the offseason, is biting him in the ass again. Now, yeah. Last year, we understand the biggest move they made in the offseason. They didn't know it was going to bite him in the ass when he ruptured his Achilles on like the second
yes.
play of the year.
Yes.
But he did.
Yes.
And it's just the Jets, man. Like, the Jets drafted Zach Wilson second overall. Like, the Jets, they are a horrible franchise. Horrible franchises stay horrible franchises.
Yeah, man. Who gets more chances to play quarterback in the NFL? Jake Fromm, Jacob Eason, or Nathan Peterman? Nathan Peterman Dude. Just signed with the Raiders.
The answer is Nathan Peterman, because this guy's been doing it for a decade.
Nathan damn Peterman.
Nathan Peterman, who most famously threw 5.5 interceptions
Remember
when he
that?
Took over for Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if there's
No, he took over Eli. Was that the game that... I thought he took over for Eli because of Chargers. Was that him?
I thought it was Tyrod.
It might have been.
Anyway, he threw 5.5 interceptions.
Anyways.
And then you're like, well, obviously he can never play again.
Yes.
And here we are in 2024.
Nathan Peterman.
Nathan the Peterman still getting opportunities
Another
to
damn
be.
Job.
It's amazing. Now, shout out to Fromm.
Shout out to Jake Fromm.
Fromm signed with the Lions. And I don't know, who knows, maybe he could be their backup quarterback.
No, Hendon Hooker has a concussion.
Oh, yeah. Hendon Hooker's going to be their backup quarterback.
He's going to be the backup
yeah,
quarterback.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen.
Because I know Abe was saying, because I don't even know who the Lions backup was. So he was trying, Ethan Stick. Is it Ethan Stick or is he the Chargers?
No, that
Stick.
Was the Chargers.
Stick's in okay. L.A.
Ethan Stick. Yeah.
Easton Stick.
Easton, yeah, I said Ethan Stick. It don't really matter.
It's similar.
It really don't matter.
Sounds the same.
Yeah, lame and garbage.
The name or him as a quarterback?
Him as a damn
because,
quarterback.
Hey man, good Lord.
I don't know what this guy's life, what this guy's like. Damn he might be all right, but he's not a very good quarterback.
That's awful.
Yeah. And then where's Eason at? Eason's has a job currently?
Eason was just in Indy, wasn't he? And he got released or something.
I don't know. That's good. Keep trying.
Keep getting them checks, man.
Here's the thing. We didn't remember this, but it happened. Jake Fromm started multiple games for the Giants.
Had no damn clue.
A couple years ago.
No damn
clue. That's all you – and again, like, not to minimize, but these guys are incredible college quarterbacks. They had great careers.
Yes.
Like, obviously, they earned the right to do this.
Yes.
But, like, just stay relevant, and then we've seen the NFL – there's been more quarterbacks start for teams in the NFL each year in the last 2 years than ever before in NFL history.
Eason was with the Packers.
On somebody's radar. Be on somebody's, on somebody's contact list. There's going to be a quarterback that gets hurt in October, and then the backup will get hurt in November, and then the season's over and they need a tank, and they'll call you. Those are good checks.
Oh, my goodness.
It's real money.
Yeah. Just get on week one, though. You got to get on. You got to get
that. They're not going to be
on
week one.
You got to get that week
one. No, you're asking way too much.
So your whole damn season can be guaranteed, man.
That's not going to happen for these guys, Randy.
I know.
These guys are talking about, I need 3 game checks in December for Christmas presents. That's what we're doing. Okay? We're going to need 3 game checks at the end of the year. Because what? That's prorated veteran minimum money, right?
Yes.
That's more than most people make a year.
That's true.
So that's good work.
That is true.
That's good, solid work if you can get it. And if those guys can stay in this mix long enough, I'm happy for them. Okay?
Okay.
It's good stuff. I'm proud of the Jakes. Keep getting the Jakes and the Jacobs.
The Jakes and the Jacobs.
Jakes and
the
Jakes. Man. Keep getting paychecks,
Nathan
guys.
Nathan damn Peterman.
And the Nates.
Wow. Nathan damn Peterman.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Rodgers checks and deals. Darnell out to right field. Yastrzemski caught it, but the Braves are going to be on the board. Somebody is on the board. It took us till the 10th inning, but it's 1-0 Atlanta.
Yeah, man. A real pitcher's duel last night in San Francisco.
The two
best left-handed pitchers in the National League, but the way that Snell's been going since he came back from injury, probably the two best pitchers in the National League. This guy's been insane.
Yes.
He threw a no-hitter earlier this month. He had the Braves no-hit through 7 innings last night. He's under 1 ERA in his last 8 starts. Won the Cy Young last year. Like, Blake Snell's been crazy. Chris Sale's better than him last night.
Yeah.
Like, He out-dueled him.
Yeah, he did.
Flat out did. Now, neither one of them gave up a run.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't his fault that his team lost. They were able to get to a relief pitcher in extra innings. But Chris Sale goes 7. Snell only goes 6 1/3. Chris Sale struck out 12. Snell only struck out 11. Chris Sale didn't walk anybody. Snell walked 3 people. So in the head-to-head matchup, not only the Braves won, but Chris Sale won too.
He was out. Both pitchers were outstanding. You always got to tip your cap when you have a scenario where these two guys, because you're not getting anything from the bats because the other guy's pitching his ass off. Chris Sale, everybody, I saw the play he made in the field, ball hit back to him. Great play by that. But, I mean, he talked about it, especially when he was talking the previous game and said that, it stunk and we needed this and everything. And, we thought his last start he was going to stop the bleed and they were touching him up last time.
Get much outfield help either. Yes.
And then yesterday starts it off. And, I mean, Chris Sale, we know, we have fun with the whole he cut up the uniform and everything. Chris Sale got some that bottom, though.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a competitor.
Yeah, yeah. And
he's also incredible.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure he looked at old boy like, don't start that blank today.
Yeah, come on, Laureano. You already did that to me before.
Yeah. Don't start that today, all right?
Because you remember that game Laureano lost him against the Mets when he overran the ball.
Yeah.
Sale started that.
Yes, he did. Hey, man, don't start that today, man.
And that game where Soler had both of those terrible plays in the outfield?
Yes.
Sale started that game,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. So now that game
they lost to the White Sox 1-0, where they gave up a first-inning home run and didn't score any runs, Sale started that game, too.
Yeah.
So he's been screwed by this baseball team.
Especially that guy. But it was great.
This is not the team Sale thought he was signing with, by the way, or getting traded.
Soler made the catch. I was nervous because anytime he has the move to catch a ball, you're like, oh, hell. But he did make it. Michael Harris will be back tomorrow. He won't be back today because of the rule that he can't come
back. Yes, it's 60 days, we know.
Yes,
60
days. Yes.
60 days, 60 days.
Yes. But
tomorrow's today's.
You got it back natural, so you're going to go Michael in the center, and then Soler's got to be in one of the corners.
Oh, yeah.
Who's another one?
And then Kelnick. Kelnick's a good outfielder. He's not a very good hitter.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Okay, so fielder out. I mean, okay, so you got a bad fielder, a guy that maybe that we've seen can hit the ball, and a hitter who we don't know what the hell's going to happen when the ball's out there.
Yeah. Kelnick makes up for his hitting with his defense.
Yes.
Soler makes up for his defense with his hitting. And then hopefully Harris can do both.
Yes.
Now, again, that's kind of asking a lot.
It is. Because he was not playing well when he left.
Wasn't really doing much before he got hurt. You know what he needs?
Well,
he needs a Marcelo Zuna pep talk.
Ah, the best center fielder in the league.
In baseball.
Yeah, but you're getting some reinforcement back. That's all you can ask for. Because
center
now,
in the league.
Okay, so Eddie Rosario was DFA'd, right?
Uh-huh.
Who's going to be? Is it Duvall? Duvall's gone?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, probably not long for Duvall. Yeah. I mean, he's batting like .000.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting. Because somebody got to go.
Hit.
Somebody got to go.
We all love Adam Duvall.
Yes, we do.
Great. He's an awesome dude. Big part of a lot of wins for the Braves.
You got to go.
It's a different guy now.
So look at Gwinnett.
Nah.
He did go to Gwinnett? Okay.
Yeah, they DFA'd him and no one claimed him.
Oh, okay.
Then he accepted the assignment.
Yeah.
But Eddie like Georgia that much? I mean, it's going down in Buford.
Eddie like paycheck that much.
Yeah, it's going down in Buford now. It's nice up there. They done built all that stuff over there with the Top Golf. Well, Eddie, you into my brow.
That's why he stayed here. Because he's got a good eyebrow guy.
Yeah, he got a good eyebrow guy here, man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah. Say,
He's got a good eyebrow guy here.
Yeah,
bro.
Hey, man, you can never. Barbers, eyebrow guys are like barbers. Meaning,
I mean,
if you got one, you want to
find
keep
a good
them.
One, you keep them.
If you got a guy that.
Could there be any. First of all, I don't want an eyebrow guy.
Me neither.
I don't want one.
No.
Don't need one, luckily. Now, some people do. The eyebrows grow all different directions. Eddie seems to be one of those guys.
No. It's a style.
Yeah, but I also think.
No, it's shampoo cut eyebrows.
Yep. I never go for that part.
I don't want the shampoo in it.
Not want the shampoo
I don't
either.
Want no scalp rub down when I'm getting a haircut.
Me either.
All right?
Don't need any of that stuff.
That ain't Randy. Hey, man.
Nope.
Cut me.
I don't need a shampoo. I don't need a neck massage. No.
And I ain't never done that until I came
back. I don't need a hot towel.
Until I moved back to Atlanta. Uh-huh. And I was at my first barbershop when I moved back here permanently. And the guy was like, hey, you want a shampoo? I was like, shampoo what? He said, your hair. I'm like, you gonna do it? I was like, no, I'm cool, dog.
Yeah, that's why haircuts cost $75.
Yeah, and that's what it was. All that he add all that into it. I don't need you to rub my scalp for $30.
Like this is like it's like a club. You're like in a country club. No, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't need the pool table.
No,
I don't need a drink.
I
don't want a shampoo. I don't want a hot towel.
Yeah.
Don't need a this or that. Just cut my hair.
Andy.
In and out.
The face I made to him when he said, yeah. I'm good hurt.
But I do feel like if someone does a bad job on your eyebrows, that would really suck.
That would really suck.
You're just surprised all the time.
Yeah, you're getting damn shampoo and conditioner.
Ah! What is Eddie so shocked about? Now his eyebrow guy.
Letting her
eyebrow guy missed.
Letting her shampoo and conditioner in my head was not going to be a thing.
No thanks.
Oh, no.
We're good. I got that at home. All right. We'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with BA, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ooh, you and me go fishing in the dark.
Fishing in the dark.
Oh, in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like at night.
Okay. Okay. Me and you fishing in the dark.
That was fun. Not like you and me, but.
No, I would never go fishing with you.
I think this is about a lady.
I would hope. Yeah, I think it is too. I think it is too. But yeah, fishing in the dark, that's got it. Is that romantic?
The way he makes it sound.
It's
laying on the cool grass.
Cool wind blowing.
Cool wind blowing. Yeah.
Ain't no blankets. We just laying in the grass.
Nice, cool, soft grass.
Okay.
Don't get a tick.
That's what I was about to say. Get a tick on your, yeah.
There's another song, another country song called Check You for Ticks, which is maybe what you do after you go fishing in the dark. All right. We'll get to an AMA coming up. It's true. There really is. In 20 minutes, phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Tuesdays at 1:20, Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. And this interview is brought to you by the Tour Championship. Get your tickets today at tourchampionship.com.
Yeah.
I know I've very much
I've
disappointed Randy in a major way.
Yes, you have, Andy Bunker.
We'll talk about
it. Don't ever get to hang out, but the time we get to hang out.
I'm sorry. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, B, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. Let's talk about what happened on Saturday. Obviously, we didn't get to see it, but a lot of rich people did, and then people get to talk to them, and then we talk about what they said. Who were some of the big names? Who were some of the stars from Saturday's scrimmage?
I think the one name that consistently is getting mentioned right now is the incoming freshman running back, Nate Frazier. That was the one guy that people I know who were there kept saying, and that sort of echoes a little bit of what's been said during fall camp since he arrived. Now, he was not a spring enrollee. He was a summer arrival, and that's been pretty well echoed throughout this time here is this is just a little bit different kind of athlete than Georgia's probably brought in at the running back position in a couple of years, and obviously big expectations for Trevor Etienne, and like Roderick Robinson's got some nice expectations around him, and Branson Robinson is coming back from injury. But a lot of people really like what Nate Frazier is bringing to the table. Probably the most consistent name you heard mentioned from Saturday.
What was like? Because I saw some commentary about the intensity at which Kirby was coaching at up there. Now again, you know, it was people in the upper classic of money people So I don't know if their definition of intense would be the same as, say, like me. But boy, Kirby sure got after him. You know, I don't know if it's the same intensity level and everything, B.A. But did they say as far as how the practice, you know, is you know, because Andy said so much last year, Georgia's not going to play anybody better than they play each other in these practices and everything. Did you just kind of hear about that as the same as they was last year?
Yeah, I think the message that I heard is that Kirby told the boosters that he had been happy with the team thus far, you know, kind of this summer, but not happy with that particular practice. And I think a lot of that stems from just not really pushing through the heat, that he sort of felt like that, you know, they were a little sluggish because, everybody knows how hot it was on Saturday, that they were just having a little bit of a hard time pushing through on that. But it feels like we've been doing this now for however many years in a row where, okay, you go out to Sanford Stadium for that practice. It's obviously going to be extraordinarily hot. You know, you're kind of supposed to be acclimated, but it's still a different type of deal when you're, you know, kind of competing in a scrimmage type environment like that. And so, you know, it sounds like Kirby did get on them pretty good. But it also sounds like it's the kind of thing that typically happens around this time of year.
Exactly. Like Kirby tends to have these, all right, this is the one where I'm going to say this kind of stuff to him. And then maybe as we get closer, I may say this kind of stuff to him. I read that it was overheard him saying, you're the softest team we've had, which is an awesome thing to say. It was an awesome thing to say to a bunch of guys 3 weeks before the first game. It's a very motivating line. Anyway. They're the number one team in the AP poll, not for the first time. I wonder, is this one different in any way? How do you react to this number one ranking in the AP poll differently than maybe others over the last handful of years?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that if you compare it to a year ago, obviously when Georgia was preseason number one and ultimately did not win a national championship, one thing that Georgia will have going for itself this year is, you know, last year, I know they lost Alabama, but to me it was still a decision in a boardroom that kept Georgia from having that chance to go out and defend its national title. This year, because of a 12-team playoff, you got to imagine one way or another that Georgia's season ends on the field, either because it just wins all of its games or someone beats them. So, you know, I know there's this, like, longstanding, and we actually talked about this on the show today, you know, I guess 18 of the last 20 preseason number ones and the AP poll have not gone on to win the national championship. You know, maybe this Georgia team becomes the latest example of that. But clearly, you know, a Georgia who was number one a year ago, you know, the one thing this team will have going forward is the fact that even if it loses a game, it still kind of gets the extra opportunity, because you would imagine 10-2, 9-3 even, Georgia would have no trouble making the college football playoff.
It's something we were talking about earlier with Mike Conte, and it's that new thing of you probably might get in the playoffs, even if, you know, you do have a couple slip-ups, especially if you're Georgia, depending on where you lose to and how much you lose by. Do you think it'll take some adjusting because of that, B.A., to some dog fans, if in case they do lose a game early, that they don't get to the point where they think the season is over, just because you haven't programmed yourself to think like, okay, it's not like the one loss before. It's still, even if you don't necessarily go to the SEC championship, you still got an opportunity?
Yeah, I think it's going to take some adjusting for, like you said, sort of hardcore partisan fans. But also I just think in general the college football conversation that, you know, takes place on a daily basis, that's going to have to be different too. You know, if we shifted gears and started talking about the NFL, our assumption would be that the Super Bowl champion is going to lose a number of games. I mean, Kansas City Chiefs have had lots of examples of, you know, different times during the last couple of years where you sort of thought, well, maybe they're not going to, you know, be the same level of team, and you sort of figure it out as January, you know, approaches. I think that college football is going to be a lot more like that, where the obsession over having like zero losses or one loss, I just think there's going to be less of that. And we may have to reckon with the idea that the best team in college football may still have a loss or two, not just this upcoming year, but every year going forward, and that may be Georgia included. So Georgia fans have to make peace with that. But also I think everyone needs to sort of grow to appreciate the fact that, you know, the days and age of undefeated national champion, we just may not be in that world anymore.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what Mike Conte said earlier. He said what Michigan and Georgia did it the last couple of years, it might be the last ones to do it.
Right.
It's going to be harder. There's more games, and obviously harder schedules, harder conferences, all of that kind of stuff. I think all of that, if you just look at it like that and you're like, oh, that That doesn't seem good. No, I think the reason for it is a net positive for the general college football fan, because that means better games. Randy asked a question that was kind of getting at something that I wanted to ask you about, too, was what do you think will end up being the biggest adjustment for college football fans this year? Like, whether it's that, like, oh, we lost a game in September, I no longer have to just sort of put my head down and be frustrated, or if it's something else.
So I think the extra layer, or perhaps two extra layers of the college football playoff, depending on what seed you are, I do think that has a tendency to change who the eventual national champion is. But also I think it has, if you're a fan, it's this whole nother, like, travel opportunity or travel burden if you think about the expense of it. I mean, I just think the college football playoff is literally like three times larger than it was before, and that's going to make the entire December, January time just feel so different. I think by comparison, it's much more of a significant change than just adding two more teams to the SEC and just doing away with divisions. The playoff being larger is going to be so different in so many ways, because when you're asked to win the extra playoff game against the sort of extra, another playoff level opponent, you know, that's one more level of validation that some teams are not going to survive. And so I'm going to pick on Clemson for a moment. Think about their two national titles. No disrespect here, but you play a relatively soft regular season schedule in the ACC. You go to the playoff, you have to win two games. Well, all of a sudden now, you have to win that third game. It's just one more chance for you to come up a little bit short. And I frankly love the idea that we're going to vet the eventual national champion a little more intensely by saying, I need to see you win at least one more game against a theoretically equal opponent before I can really be sure you're the actual national champion. I think that's going to be good for the sport.
But yeah, when you look at this new AP Top 10 and all the teams, obviously it's five SEC schools and everything right there. But if there is a team in that area that you like, well, not believe in the hype early, who would that team for you, B.A.?
Well, you know, history suggests that there will almost always be a team in the top 10 that won't be ranked by the end of the year. And right. So for me, in this year's AP poll, that'd be two teams. The first is Michigan. I think there's a really weird vibe around Michigan in the start of the Sharon Moore era. Obviously, a lot of new faces on offense in particular, still a pretty good defense, but also a lot of coaches that coached, you know, with Moore last year when Harbaugh was still there, they're gone too. I think that Michigan could end up being a little bit like 2020 LSU and kind of have a pretty flat fall, you know, in a national championship defense season. I believe that's a possibility. I'd also say for Florida State, I think it's really weird just how much they're hitching their wagon to a guy in DJ Uiagalelei that we have seen. And frankly, I didn't think he was anything special when he was at Clemson. Maybe he'll be better at Florida State, but you can't lose a bowl game by 10 touchdowns and just act like that doesn't speak to something not quite being right for your program. So, you know, from that standpoint with Florida State, I'd be at least a little bit skeptical of them, too.
Hey, man, it was only 9 touchdowns, B.A. It was only 9 touchdowns. Is there a team – I want to ask you about this Tennessee partnering with Pilot on their stadium stuff, but it just kind of happened, so maybe we'll get back to that next week because it's kind of interesting about the future of that kind of stuff. Is there a team outside the top 10 that you do buy? Because those are the two teams that Randy and I listed, by the way, was Michigan and Florida State that wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the season they're not really in there, especially Michigan for me. Is there a team sort of 11 through 20, maybe even 11 through 25 that you do buy and think has a chance to not only get to the college ball playoff and maybe win a game there?
I'm going to cheat on you a little bit here. To me, when you look at the second tier of SEC teams, Tennessee, Oklahoma, LSU, the team from that group that gets the best quarterback play, I guess it also includes Connor Wegman and Texas A&M, I believe from that group there's going to be a real playoff contender emerge that probably knocks out a Missouri or an Ole Miss or maybe an Alabama. I do believe we'll have a surprise team from the SEC that's way in it, way late, that right now sort of seems like it's second tier. And I think it almost all comes down to which of those teams gets the best quarterback play. And I believe all four of them have the potential to do that.
You're talking about Tennessee, A&M, who
Oklahoma.
Else
I would Oklahoma. Include Oklahoma
okay.
with Jackson Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
And I would include Connor Wegman in Texas A&M.
Right, okay.
You know, I think that Garrett Nussmeier, LSU, may be the best example because they have an easier schedule. But I think all four really have a chance to do it. I don't think anyone's talking enough about Oklahoma. Everybody's talking about Texas, But I think that Oklahoma is probably a little underrated right now.
Interesting. I like that answer. Thank you, B.A. We appreciate it, as always.
Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily.
And I just thought about something. We were having fun with the quarterbacks. Is it that bad in Vegas that they had to bring in Nathan Peterman? Is it that bad? Is it that bad with Gardner Minshew and this other boy?
I mean,
to bring in Nathan Peterman for competition?
Just listen to the sentence you just said. Gardner Minshew and this other boy. Those are the two guys. The name on the marquee there was Gardner Minshew.
Okay. Are they bringing in Nathan Peterman for that?
Got to.
God.
Get Peterman on the line.
Oh, my God.
Get him in here.
Is that damn bad in Vegas? Yeah, Devontae Adams out of there.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. Hey, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll be right back with an AMA. That means we need you. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, we will answer the questions that you have for us to the best of our ability. Coming up next to close out the show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I saw Abe trying to repeat all the words I was saying, so I decided to say a bunch of longer words. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines open if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. Start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hello,
hey,
Mo.
I'm going to go straight smoke today. So, y'all know I started a new job back in June. So I got a call from the big boss.
When does it not become a new job, Mo?
I don't think it's new anymore.
I don't think it's new, Mo.
I don't know.
It's just the job, man.
Okay. I started the job back in June. I got a call from the big boss last week. He's like, hey, let's have a meeting. I got a new store that I want you to go to, but it's in Alabama, which it's not too far. So I'm like, all right, cool. I go to the store for the first day yesterday. Man, everything is backwards. And I'm like, it's Alabama. It should be backwards. So my question to y'all is, have you ever taken a position or got that call from Conti and was like, hey, I want you to go to this location, and then you showed up and it just wasn't what it was supposed to be, and you was like, damn, I shouldn't have did it.
Thank you, Mo. I've done a couple watch parties that I exactly know the bar I was going to.
Yeah,
there was never anything bad that happened. Yeah. But I was like, oh, all right, well,
interesting.
They're gonna know who I am.
Yeah, that's
they're gonna recognize
that,
me.
That might be. I think that could that could be it. Yeah, that right there. But no.
I mean, Columbus to Alabama, depending on where in Alabama
that's
you're
not going. Far. You're right there.
It's right across the river.
Yeah, right across the river.
Now there's
Yeah. When does your job not become new? Because Bowden came up and said new. I'm thinking after a month on the job, your job is no longer
gotten
new.
A promotion.
Yeah,
I mean,
job's no longer new.
New, and again, we're happy for Mo, and we're happy for the promotion. Sounds like maybe another one's coming with a new store and all that kind of stuff. But you know, that's the nice thing about this job is for the most part, it's fairly routine.
Yes.
You know, kind of do similar stuff, and now we're really getting into the fully routine part of the year when football starts.
Yeah,
we got this guest this day, this guest this day. Ross Beak's on this day. They play football this day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, football season is so regimented. It's almost, I mean, there's way more to talk about, too. But football season's so weird. You get in such a rhythm. All right. Let's talk to Derek in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I was laughing earlier about the eyebrow thing. Well, when I was a kid, I used to just the thumb and the pinky and go like that. But after I got older,
remember that?
and I started getting a little compliments from the females, then I started using like my clippers, how you do your beard or whatever, do my eyebrows. But
whoa, Derek, you edge up your eyebrows?
Yeah. I mean, after I got compliments from my lady, I started doing that.
And I'm not joking when I say this. Do you got a unibrow?
Nah, I don't.
Okay.
But my second question is, what is your journeyman quarterback that always, because you're talking about Peterman, what is your journeyman quarterback that always gets signed? And mine is Josh Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That man's
hell
still
yeah.
in the NFL.
Josh Johnson still might be on the roster.
Yeah, Chase Daniel. I don't know if he's really a journeyman.
Hold on, say what
like
now?
The greatest backup of all time. Josh Johnson.
He's a backup in Baltimore.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. My new guy is Nathan Peterman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nathan Peterman.
At least Josh Johnson, there were moments, yeah. Right? He was like a good quarterback on, Mm-mm. no? Mm-mm. Who am I confusing him with?
I don't know.
Who was the guy that Raheem had in Tampa?
Jacoby Brissett always
That was
somewhere.
Both Josh Johnson and Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman. Yeah. Josh Freeman had a minute. It was a brief minute.
He had about three games.
He had a season.
Three-game rookie year, and that was it.
No, okay. No, he was good that one
but
season.
But most of these guys.
They were 11-5. Peterman, he played really good.
Peterman didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to, imagine my Clippers.
So here's what I
what's
have
the facial expression you make to screw up your eyebrows?
Yeah, because you don't want to get it in the wrong.
You got to stretch them.
You got to stretch it and hold it like that,
and you run the Clipper over with a guard on it.
Oh, okay.
You're good to go.
You've done it before?
I do this every, 2 weeks or so.
Got to maintain. I mean, what are you
just to keep it from getting? Look, if you look in the mirror and you've got eyebrow hairs going north or south, wild hairs,
I got three on each brow that grow. They're gray.
What do you do?
I pluck them because if I didn't, they'd be hanging down to my cheeks.
Wow,
they grow faster and they grow the wrong way.
I have a headache though.
Did you know that? I learned something new about Bubba. Yes, definitely was French.
After all this time,
French blood. Yeah.
Well, I guess kind of tracks Louisiana.
He's French, and he played corner.
Really?
Yeah.
We got a white corner on the squad?
Yeah.
I thought we'd been through this.
How did I not know this? Dude, 2024, there's four white corners. Three white corners in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
The year of the white athlete continues. And Bo is a corner?
Yeah, Bo is a corner.
Like what kind? Like lockdown or like more?
Yeah, man.
Man, okay. Physical?
I love it.
Trash talk?
I was a little smaller when I was in high school. Trash talk all the time.
Sure.
That's anything that I do.
Yeah, it still happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, we learn stuff all the time. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Yeah, I'm no disrespect nobody, but I'll be damned if I'm lining up my eyebrows looking like I'm Dominican or something. I'm not doing that, my brother.
Sharp.
That's wild to me, bro. I'm sorry. Anyway, so quick question, man. Do you guys have an obsession or something that your wife knows about and dislikes? Let me tell you what I mean. I had to come to Putnam this weekend, short notice, and we was rushing to go somewhere. I said, well, baby, I got to make a quick stop. So I drove to Greensboro, right?
Okay.
Y'all know I love the station. I stopped at Oconee Brewing Company, but she didn't know where we were going. So when I walked out with that six-pack of Hey Man L, she looked at me. She said, I'm about tired of your ass in this radio station. I couldn't do nothing but laugh, bro. Couldn't do nothing but laugh.
Oh, man.
That's very funny.
I don't have obsession. What do my wife have a problem?
There's something that I would do a lot more of if I didn't have a wife.
What's that?
And that's play golf.
Oh, yeah,
She's as supportive as a wife can be of a husband who wants to play golf.
Do you get side-eyed if you want to play golf?
No, because I don't go. I'm smart enough to not go.
Are you afraid?
Not afraid. It's just not worth it. I go sometimes. I don't go as much as I'd like to.
Are you afraid of your wife?
No. Again, it's not afraid. It's just you got a risk-reward scale here.
What's the risk? She gonna be mad at you forever.
No, but I don't like her being mad at me for any. I don't like it.
I'll take a good being mad at me to go do something I want to do.
Yeah, I gotta really want to do
but
it.
That's what I'm saying. As long as it ain't nothing that she could actually leave me for.
Right.
If it's me wanting to go somewhere and I know she might give me a little attitude, I'll deal with that attitude.
Yeah, but then it's also one of those things where it's all right, I'm gonna go play golf. It's going to have to probably be on a Saturday.
Okay.
Then she's going to be doing all the stuff by herself for all those hours.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
I just don't like that.
How much stuff do you do all them hours, Andy?
I don't know. Hang out. We're doing stuff. We're driving around.
No, I'm talking about you and your wife. Because you're obviously talking about her with the kids and everything.
Yeah, I just want to be all right, you watch these two kids for 6 hours.
How many hours do you do it by yourself?
45 minutes in the morning.
Never mind, Andy. Now you can't. Now I didn't realize that. Like me, I gotta go pick up my kids today.
Yeah.
I'll be with them all day. Then she gets home, get by maybe 2 hours. And this is my Monday through Thursday.
Yeah. No,
so,
I mean,
if I want to go somewhere on the weekend, that take you. Mm-mm.
Our schedules are such that she's home now, probably.
Yeah.
So we're kind of duo in the afternoon.
No. She trumped you when you said the morning. She at least said 3 hours.
But they're asleep.
You're watching them.
That's true. Yeah. So I guess she leaves at 1:30, yeah, and I drop him off at 7:45.
Yeah. There you go.
So 6 hours.
That's you right there, dog.
Yeah,
6 hours of watching the kids.
That's 6 hours that you're responsible
for.
That's
6 hours you're being responsible, Andy.
That's true.
If something happens, it's all on you.
That's true. And last night, they both woke up at the same time.
Who got it?
It was me.
All right, man.
I got him.
Go play golf, man.
I could, but then again, it's like, what's the benefit, really, of doing that? Do we have time for any more or no? I'm going to be really excited to play a lot of golf when I get in my 60s. I'm going to be chomping at the bit. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Not only was he a cornerback, he was a lockdown corner.
Lockdown corner.
A lockdown corner.
They don't throw to his side of the
field. Hell no. Don't throw to both sides.
Bow Island.
And then meanwhile, Abe was really good at receiver in intramurals. They called him the teleporter. So we got to set this up.
My bad, dog.
We got to set this up.
Have you not heard this?
Yes, I heard it. Okay. And I always forget it until it's brought up again.
You don't leave a good eyebrow guy.
Hell no.
Abe has a YouTube video bookmarked where he backheel nutmegged somebody.
And he knows who it is,
and
too.
He knows who it is.
And he won't say their name.
Yes, he knows who it is. And he always...
Tyler Pilgrim.
He always shows it.
It's Tyler Pilgrim.
He always likes it.
I'm with Randy. You're going to have to take my eyebrows as they are.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry,
bro.
Mm-mm. If that... There'll be other reasons that I'm not good enough for you. Eyebrows ain't gonna be it.
I was just saying, like, if that's the deal breaker, though, just make your eyebrows look better. You know what I mean?
No.
If that's the difference.
If that's the difference between me and a woman?
Yeah.
That's her problem. That's her problem. Yeah.
I just feel like you're sitting on, you guys are sitting,
I mean, you're
in
sitting on
spots.
Me being a little more desperate.
You guys are,
I get
sitting
that,
in different spots. I'm saying, Abe, if a lady's about to, and she says that, just trim your eyebrows, man. It's a small ask.
You can't let that be the deal breaker.
No, man.
That's a zip, zip.
You can't not get laid just because of that. Like, let's be honest about things here. All right, let's see what Duke Zabel have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.